The minister-designate for the Central Region, Kwame Duncan, has denied allegations leveled against him that he said former President Mahama was spending recklessly on projects undertaken by his administration. Answering questions from the ranking member of the vetting committee, Haruna Idrisu, when he appeared before the committee yesterday on whether he regretted using such words on a former president, he said he was misinterpreted because the program he was quoted to have made the comments on was a tree program, hence he could not have used the word reckless in tree.
Mr. Chairman, I couldn't just have stood up and say that the president is doing a reckless spending. Probably related to something. That's why I'm saying that. If I had a full context.
Related to the energy sector.
In relation to?
The energy sector.
Mr. Chairman, unless I am well reminded, I do not remember that I ever made such statement that the president was making a reckless spending. Unless I'm properly reminded.
Chairman, may I now refer him to a publication? Mahama is spending like there's no tomorrow, says Kwame Duncan. And you are attributed to have said that. Do you regret those comments? Or are you able to justify what you describe as reckless?
Mr. Chairman, the heading there is Mr. President is spending as though there were no tomorrow. I never said reckless. And it's on the basis that, yes, but see, the program is a true program. And yes, the person who may do the translation may put his own word in there. And you are forced by the host to speak cheap.
I couldn't say reckless. Chairman, I have the quote, and the quote reckless is attributed to the nominee. Share with me, Chi, how you said it.
The president told them, security send them or
change with. If there was gasoline interchange, there was a stadium. It was meant to stimulate the economy through investment in infrastructure. Do you now regret the association of the word reckless with you?
Oh, Mr. Chairman, this whole thing of campaign is just like being on the field. You appear to want to score, and the position given to me by my director is to you. You go and then speak. You will speak for the party. Yours is to make sure that we as a party seeking to come into office will look good, and the other looks bad. So on the field, it's your duty to work. But I mean, on the field, occasionally you may be fouled. So that might be part of the problem.
On the issue of job creation in the Central Region, the minister-designate said if a factory is built in the region through the One District, One Factory program, it could produce juice for the three universities and the about 93 senior high schools in the region and create more jobs for the youth in the region.
Mr. Chairman, when I said that we have the flagship policy of the One District, One Factory, I did not mean to imply that that was the be-all. See, if you take the question that Honorable Ayaga put in, we have the universities, three of them. Kekos Technical University, you have the University of Kekos, and then you have University of Education, Wimba. That alone, if you put the figures together, close to 100,000, you have about 93 senior high schools. And if we got even a factory that produces orange juice, as part of policy of feeding them, that it must be some arrangement for every senior school to take the orange juice. So there will be that big market there for them to consume, and that will get the forward and backward linkages going.
That was the minister designate for the Central Region, Kwame Duncan.